The Mystic Broadcast Network presents interdimensional being Antar, as hosted by the late Levi Longfellow York III. In this series of four podcasts, Antar describes what it is and what happens when it commandeers Levi's body and mind. In the previous episode, number one, Antar had described itself and what its mission is for the planet Earth. In this episode, number two, Antar describes his method of teaching and how he transmits information to the, quote, limited, end quote, human mind. Here's Antar.
Many of my psychic clients are frequently quite deluded and disappointed, as well as disillusioned with the philosophical, scientific, and also the religious disciplines that they have sought to employ to improve their lives. I inform them when I speak to them through my psychic that no technique will work for you unless you are working with your own natural instinctive urges. A complicated situation at times, but one that nevertheless must be faced. So you have within yourself deeper resources, stronger vestiges, and greater capacities for the direct translation of intellect and intuition or psychic capacity into behavior that is efficient and will promote a greater sense of overall well-being in your personal existence. Each person that comes to me receives a personally tailored experience that is not duplicated anywhere else or for any other person. And you may ask, what is this? I cannot read a script to all who come to me and pretend that they are all the same. I cannot lump you into a set of statistics, your individual vitality, that I seek to expand and re-stimulate, simulate within your personal inner essence, is the gateway to your own higher capacities, a stronger sense of fulfillment, of living physical life and spiritual life to the fullest, letting go of limitations and building powerful perceptive capabilities into your innate processes. This is my purpose, to educate those species upon the planet that possess intellectual potentials. Those who come from where I am from do not consider your species as very intelligent. Many of them will not do with you because you are so backward a species overall. Your learning mechanisms to some extent are very limited. My personal experience has been, however, that with persistence and sufficient motivation, that any human being can be risen to a greater sense of self-expression, if they are willing to endure the pain and the conflict that comes from seeking truth. Those that seek delusions seek to escape truth. Those that seek power will bypass the path of delusion and experience what is necessary to earn the right to universal truth. Truth, like a law, as many definitions. But my purpose is to help you all to break through the definition barrier, the concepts within your neurological mechanism, within your mind, frequently limit, distort, and pervert your natural perceptive capabilities. However, in some circumstances, there can exist past life or post-life issues that are exerting pressure upon your psychological development in this lifetime. And in those special circumstances, I can bring this information to you with the assistance of my medium. In many cases, many of my psychic friends, acquaintances, colleagues, and clients experience me directly in the dream state. Their mind clothes me in symbols each can understand, each according to his own capacity. So I am a teacher that also operates independently of a physical mechanism that you call the body. I possess another type of body, one somewhat more versatile, that does not age. It does not fall apart. I do not need to eat food like you to survive. I am not prone to illness, whether psychological or physical, as many in your species and all mammal species are to some extent vulnerable to the changes, the threats within their physical environment. I am here to help erect a new age of enlightenment and understanding. But I do not choose to use buzzwords meant to set the metaphysical elite spinning in circles of happiness. I am here to confront the suppression of the human spirit, the outrageous extent of racism and sexism and culturism that dominates your world at this time. I do not have all the answers yet, but the answers that I can obtain for you will be made available. Put no man's word above your own. Do not put any word that comes from me above your own intuition. Instead, I seek to act as a vehicle to strengthen your intuitive prowess, so that you become a self-contained organism capable of creating the happiness within your own life. And the subjects that we will frequently discuss have to do with self-creation, of changing the past that you believe controls you today, of helping you cope with emotional issues in a superior fashion not limited by the flimsy, weak concepts of your medical and psychological sciences and those who follow these sciences blindly like a religion. With this, I suggest that we take a short break, and we will more than likely return for more goodies for my new friends.
He says, as I have said before, many times, I have been working with my psychic for so long now that he slips into the appropriate mental condition to receive me. Somewhat smoother now than in times past. There is little resistance. To some extent, our personalities must become one in order to provide these communications for you. When I end up and join with my medium, I do not take over the body completely. My medium moves into a disassociated mental condition and is off elsewhere. I must communicate through his subconscious and superconscious mind. When he is off elsewhere, there is no resistance to converting my thoughts into your formal linguistic habits that you so graciously understand. Frequently, we pause to come up with just the right word to communicate what we mean in our discussions. Clarity is important, but most of the material that we deliver is highly sophisticated and complicated, and at times it is indeed a challenge
as well as the learning experience on both our parts to convert it into the rather simplistic street language that compose your former thought processes.
You have been listening to Antar, as channeled through the late Levi Longfellow York III, produced for radio by the Mystic Broadcast Network. Tune in to our YouTube channel for videos of Antar in action.